Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, Frank Fryer. Thank you, Father Nicholas, supporting you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to touch upon another insight in the first dwelling place of the interior castle, written by my big sis, St. Teresa of Avila, and has to do with self-knowledge. The title of this episode is Know Thyself. Self-knowledge is sort of, this is the first dwelling place is one of self-knowledge. It's of the uttermost importance. She says, and I'll probably quote her several times, but she writes, where is it? I have a couple of things marked on the page, and I'm very excited about this topic because I think it's of the utmost importance. And one of the great insights that are meant to come about from our practices of Lent, we are hopefully, by the time Lent's over, we know ourselves a little bit better and our peccadilloes and et cetera, and can move on by the grace of God to greener pastures, if you know what I mean. She writes, I don't think, there we are, here it is. Knowing ourselves is something so important that I wouldn't want any relaxation ever in this regard. However high you may have climbed into the heavens, while we are on this earth, nothing is more important to us than humility. So I repeat that it is good, indeed very good, to try to enter into the room where self-knowledge is dealt with rather than fly off to other rooms. So we can't race through this room of self-knowledge. It's of the utmost importance. And it's not just like, oh, I'm in here. I got myself. Let's go on. Let's go. No, 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 no. First off, that linear thinking is not something that's applicable to the interior castle. These rooms are not sort of in a long line. You just one door after another door after another door after another door. No, no, no. It's more like a beehive, you know, where there's a center part and there's all these rooms around it. She gives seven, but she says it could be hundreds. We don't, you know, could be hundreds. God's grace is untold. You can't, you know, sort of quantify how much of God's grace and how it acts within the human life, you know. So there, in terms of the amount of rooms, there's the infinite number, you know, just as God's grace is infinite. So self-knowledge, though, being sort of that first place, that place of necessity, because through self-knowledge, we're able to grow in the virtue of humility. We are able to see how off the mark we can be if left to our own volition. And we can see all of this, not because of our own quote-unquote wretchedness, but because we are called to gain this self-knowledge and to grow in humility by pondering over the majesty of God, the grandeur of God, the magnanimity of God. And it's in pondering over this that the light that dwells in the center of the castle where the king, the bridegroom, dwells begins to permeate the darkness that still exists in this cell. Darkness maybe because we have a lot of muck still in our eyes from our sin that's keeping us from seeing as clearly as we are called to see. Or maybe we have a lot of attachments that are keeping our focus away from keeping our eyes on the center of the castle instead of looking back and thinking about all the activities that exist outside of the castle. And we're still deeply entrenched and attached to those things in ways that could cause damage if left to their own volition. So, you know, we gain self-knowledge, and it sort of seems like, well, do we have to ponder over ourselves? Begin by pondering over the majesty, the grandeur, the awe and wonder. This is why fear of the Lord is so important, of who God is. The creator of all the universe created me. And just as my last episode says, not only did he create me, he made me beautiful. And it's in that light that we begin to understand ourselves. not from our sinfulness, you know, sort of qua sinfulness, no, but from the very action of God. That's where these gifts of self-knowledge and of humility evolve and grow from. You know, some people think, oh, she can be very hard and heavy-handed. Not if you understand where it is you're supposed to have your gaze set and where you're supposed to begin. We begin from the beauty of who God is and in via his creating action. And then from that, we begin to see and wrestle with how sin has sort of marred us and scarred us and taken us off the mark and distracted us and et cetera. And self-knowledge is like, what are my peccadilloes? What are my attachments? What are those things that distract me and kind of can easily place their hooks in me? You know, certain sins don't really have a place in my life and don't really sink their hooks in me, but others, oh, you know, one little sniff and it's already sort of, I'm taking the bait. And for you, listener out there, maybe something different for you. I don't know. But we grow in our ability of knowing ourselves by contemplating over, by meditating upon the great gift that is the majesty of God. And our spiritual practices for Lent are means of helping us to grow in that ability to see. We fast, not for fasting's sake itself. Fasting is not an end. Fasting is a means of helping to orientate the body itself to be able to begin to perceive the majesticness of God's active creation in the world by helping to quiet down the body a little bit. So the body can begin to perceive. You know, we gain so much from our senses. And if we can gain an ability to have those under control, not of our own volition. All this, of course, is by the grace of God, who brings us to these spiritual penances, these spiritual actions, these spiritual devotions in the first place. Almsgiving helps to liberate us from maybe certain attachments that we have to things in our life that aren't going to do very, that aren't doing very good for us, you know. And then, of course, we have prayer, where we're called to go into that inner room, where God is waiting for us in his own humility by making his dwelling place in our soul. So a lot is going on here, and I just want to put this out there as a means of helping us to begin to embrace and grow in what these practices of Lent are meant to do, you know, and by putting them as ends in and of themselves, they don't really help us, but by seeing them as a means of growing in intimacy with God, a God who is a creator of beauty, I think we begin to see, we begin to have them in right order and in right relationship. So the splendor of our God, the majesty of our God, the majestic gift that is the presence of our God, who is a creator and creator of beauty, can begin to give us eyes that see, so we can just say wow and grow in appreciation and get to that point where we can just sit and be present with God, as Teresa of Avila mentions in a variety of her texts. So I hope you like what my big sister has to say. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help other people find me. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find a variety of things, videos I've done, things I've written. You can email me through that website, a smorgasbord of little goodies to aid you in your spiritual life. And where is all this at? Thefrankfryer.com. So thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.